From Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM. This is Inside Sports.
Rashid Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the News.
It's a really good ball. It's Shabalala.
Inside the updates.
Zeya Kolisi in South Africa are rugby World Cup kings in Japan.
Inside Sport.
Just gone 8 minutes past eight. Assalamu alaikum and a very good evening to you listening to Inside Sport, exclusive to the Voice of the Cape. I'm your host, Feroz Sheikh. My tech tonight is Shuaib Williams. Now, I was supposed to have Muhammad Puta Kasim in studio tonight, but unfortunately he's not well, so please keep him in your duas as well. I'm chatting to his son, Siraj Kasim, instead. Puta Kasim was honored, of course, by the Western Province Cricket Association on Wednesday for bringing joy to patrons at Newlands for the past 55 years with selling ice cream. So Siraj will be sharing some of those stories. I think if his dad is okay to talk, we might chat to him just a little bit. You can also join the conversation as well. Call 021-442-3530, WhatsApp 0829-913-913 for any comments or questions. I'm sure many of you would have at some stage bought an ice cream from Puta Kasim if you went to Newlands. So please share your experience with us as well. But before I chat to Siraj, let's catch up with the latest news coming through from today. Of course, it was the final day of the Premier League season, and what a day it was. Three teams, Chelsea, Liverpool and Leicester, fighting it out for that final two Champions League positions. So let's give you those scores there very quickly. Aston Villa beating Chelsea 2-1, Tottenham Hotspur beat Leicester 4-2, Liverpool beating Crystal Palace 2-0, Arsenal beat Brighton 2-1, Manchester City, they thrashed Everton 5-0, and Manchester United beating Wolves 2-1. So what does that all mean? Liverpool finished third. Chelsea, despite losing a claim that final Champions League spot, finished a fourth there. Manchester United finished second. Manchester City, of course, the champions. Leicester and West Ham going to the Europa League, while Tottenham going to the Europa Conference League. That's the new competition starting next season. Now, Max Verstappen won the Monaco Grand Prix to take the lead in the Drivers' Championship. Ferrari's Carlos Sainz finished second, with Lando Norris coming third. Time now to say assalamu alaikum to Siraj Kasim. Thanks for accepting my invitation.
Assalamu alaikum, Khairus. Shukran for inviting us.
It's only a pleasure, Siraj. I hope your dad is okay. I know he's not well, so our duas there for Puta Kasim. But let's talk about Wednesday first. Did you have any idea that the Western Province Cricket Association was going to honor your dad in such a way? And if so, how did that make you, of course, and the family feel about what happened on Wednesday?
Unfortunately, when we got the news that my dad was not well, and then I decided to give David Brook and my friend Rodney Brown a call just to inform them initially of my dad's health, but I kind of threw in that he'd like to do one more round at Newlands, you know, and I thought that it would be great if he could do it with his grandkids, because some of them have actually never seen my dad in action like we've seen him in action on Newlands. Mm. And then I initially got hold of them and I said, just to give us access to the ground, and we were just going to take photos and just have the kids run around. And my dad kind of explained to the younger grandchildren of what Newlands meant to him, and, you know, all those kind of things. And Rodney Brown and David Brook, then they had a little meeting, and they then decided to do what they did on Wednesday, as you saw. And it was a surprise to me, because, as I say, my initial intention was just to get my dad some time at Newlands, you know, his beloved Newlands. Mm. And I was getting phone calls and I was getting invitations and things. And when I kind of saw the magnitude when I walked in there on Wednesday, I was overwhelmed. I was loss of words, because I did not expect the Six Guns girl Newlands to pay tribute to my dad in such a way, because like my speech on Wednesday, to me, this was always just my dad. He was the one that just sold ice cream at Newlands. And yes, he made the people laugh. And yes, you know, he always had a funny phrase or something like that. So I kind of had an idea of what he meant to Newlands. But the tribute that Six Guns girl Newlands did for him on Wednesday was
a wow moment.
The fact that they then involved Dairy Maid as well. I don't know if you had gotten an ice cream while you were there on Wednesday. So even the fact that Dairy Maid had come to the party, like without me even knowing that they had come to the party and what they were willing to contribute to make Wednesday special for my dad, that, again, I say, that was awesome and unbelievable and unexpected.
No, absolutely, and I'm sure it was a fantastic experience because your whole family was there, and it was a beautiful thing to see. Now, Siraj, you also shared a lovely story about when you spoke there, which was quite touching, actually, about a cricket bat. Now, I'd like you to share that with us again, if you don't mind.
Yeah, this must have been in the early 90s. It must have been in the early 90s. Eric Simons was batting for Western Province. It was one of those Benson and Hedges day and night games. And we were with my dad at Newlands, you know, helping out and just being with my dad because him and my mom were selling ice cream at Newlands. So we were just along for the ride and along for the cricket. And Eric was batting, and somehow his bat had broken while he was batting. And he was walking off the field to receive another bat. And my dad must have shouted at Eric or something, done something, and Eric handed him the bat, which we didn't see at the time. And my dad was looking for us, me and my brother, and he then handed us the bat, and all he told us at that stage was, hold this, don't lose it. We didn't know who it was from or where, you know, and we just held on to this bat for the night. And only when my dad then were finished with the event and the cricket was done and all that, my dad had then said that he had received the bat from Eric. And me and my brother was jumping over the moon because it was this Gunnenmoor Maestro, old school, green with green and blue stickers. Mm. It was broken at the splice. And we, you know, if I think about it now, the way we played with that bat under our carport, the way we had this this image in our head that this bat was going to make us bat a little bit better, or this bat had special powers because it was Eric Simons' bat, the captain of Western Province, a protea at the time. So it was this unbelievable gesture that Eric had done for my dad, and my dad had then handed it to us. We must have played with that bat for 10 to 12 years. Wow. We must have had that bat, and we were only allowed to play with it in the carport, and only me and my brother. It couldn't go past the carport when we were playing cricket on the field, or we were playing cricket in the road, because that was a special bat. It only stayed in the house and under the carport.
I hope you still got that bat, by the way, Siraj.
Unfortunately, me and my brother was, when the subject came up about the bat, me and my brother looked at each other and we were like, where did we eventually lose that bat, or where did we eventually misplace that bat? Because it would have been a great gesture if I'd still had the bat and I brought it to the field on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
It would have been unbelievable. But unfortunately, me and my brother at the time could not for the like of us figure out what had happened to the bat. It somehow had just disappeared at some stage.
Now, of course, there's also a love story in all of this as well. I believe this is how your parents met as well. Can you share that story with us?
Yeah, obviously before my time, but it is a well-known story amongst the children that my dad was selling ice cream at Hartley Vale, and at my mom at that stage was selling salomis at Hartley Vale. And he must have smoothed her with an ice cream or something to that effect. And that is how they met. So it was something that the two of them were had in common, that they were both vendors at the time. They were both sports lovers. Up till today, there isn't a quiet day in our house when, and especially when the Proteas and the Aussies play, because my mom, she loves the Aussies, and unfortunately we are Proteas. So it is, you know, it is one of those families where there's always a ruckus in the house when there's cricket on the TV. And it was weird for when my wife came along, and it was weird when my brother's wife came along, because here this family in front of the TV, everybody's arguing and everybody's right, but we're watching sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure your dad must have used one of those lovely phrases of his to charm your mom at that time. Who knows? I got a message come here from a there's no name, 078 and number 8 ending in 520. Salam Buta Kasim was a jolly fellow at cricket and Newlands. So he also sold, you mentioned Hartievale, so he also sold ice cream at the rugby ground as well.
Yeah, my dad sold ice cream wherever they could be ice cream sold, if that makes sense. I mean, you heard the story that he was privileged enough to sell ice cream at a Pavarotti concert. He's done so many concerts. He was privileged enough to have a backstage pass to Lionel Richie,
wow,
because that was one of his favorites. So when Lionel Richie was in Cape Town, him and my mom did a meet and greet at his concert. So my dad sold ice cream anywhere, and Feroz, if I should really tell you, it is like unbelievable, because let's say stock car racing, the Goodwood Showgrounds, when they had their show, it was the beaches. I remember rainy days, and I mean rugby is played in winter, rainy days, and my dad would pack his ice cream and he would go to Newlands, and lo and behold, this man would come back. Sold out.
Also,
on a rainy day on Newlands.
Wow, wow. Now, your dad is finally in retirement after selling ice cream for 55 years. That goes back to the 60s, now, if I do my math properly. Did he share any stories in terms of how it all started with you guys?
Yeah, you know, the greatest stories sometimes have the most simple of beginnings. My dad was probably, and the way the story goes, is that my dad was at a sporting event at the time, and a guy by the name of Kat, he then saw my dad there, and he asked my dad if my dad wanted work. And my dad, being the lad that he was, and you know, we're talking District 6 back in the day, and he just decided to take an ice cream box. And like people say, the rest is history.
Wow.
You know, it was just he was just one of that guys that, it's weird, but it's like ice cream was meant, him selling ice cream was his thing in life.
No, absolutely.
Because, I mean, for us, and it's weird, When people think back that, alhamdulillah, my dad managed to put me through college. He put my baby sister through college. He put my elder sister through college. He put my brother through college. All of this, and alhamdulillah, we all have good jobs now, and we all have our own houses and all of those. But it's weird when you think of where it all began. My dad selling ice cream.
Yeah, absolutely. Put you all through all of this just by selling ice cream. Oh, that's fantastic. Now, he's been part of history as well, Siraj, you know, selling in three separate eras in South African sport, if I can put it that way. From the 60s, then it was the isolation period in the 70s until 91, and then post-isolation. Did he share any stories about players and supporters that, you know, stood out, or any experiences that stood out for him?
Yeah, Feroz, it is. I think our show would be too short if I should share like all the stories that my dad has. Some of them we've personally seen because we were around to see that. Some of them we didn't see, and things like that. So yes, no, there are so many stories, and a lot of them always, you know, it always starts out again with him just selling ice cream, or for him making a comment, or for him, You know, just being himself. And like I said earlier on, it was like ice cream was meant for him.
Yeah.
You know, him and ice cream went together. And it was so weird that, like you say, players, and I was speaking to Ashwell Prince on Wednesday, and Ashwell Prince said that even though he's concentrating on Newlands, because we were having a conversation about when he scored his 100 on Newlands, and he was saying, it was so weird that I asked him, Ashwell, could you hear my dad in the middle of the pitch? And Ashwin was saying, you won't believe me, I would be batting and I'd be concentrating, and for that moment that I switch off and I'm trying to, you know, focus again, and that, and all out here is your dad's voice somewhere at the back shouting, Slanum Princey, Slanum, or something like that, man. And as you heard Eric say the other day as well, Eric would be fielding on the boundary or somewhere there, and Eric would get, if you want to call it, coaching advice from this ice cream seller, because this man would be saying, Eric, you must bow like this, or Eric, you must feel like this, or something like that. So there was always that one story of him, you know, interacting with the player, and like you said, in three generations of games, because when, as the game became more modernized and things like that, my dad became more vocal and more prominent to these guys, and a lot of them would be weird, eh? And we'd be surprised, because everybody would be shouting at a Morkel or at a Herschel Gibbs or at a Kayum Tini for a T-shirt or a cap or something, and they would then throw it, and they would throw it at him. And I remember one day, I can't remember the player, and the player was leaning out the window and he threw the jersey, and my dad tried to catch it, but somebody else, as you know, fans being fans, somebody else had grabbed it before my dad could grab it. And the player actually leant out the window, pointed at the guy that grabbed the jersey and said, no, hand it to him. I'd thrown it for him. You know, and everybody was in awe, because again, this was the ice cream seller on Newlands, but look at the respect that he was getting from these A1 international players, showing that no, that jersey has to go to that man because I had given it to him.
Wow.
So, you know, that was that was for me, again, you know, a son standing in the background looking at this. And again, I say again, this is my dad, you know. He's to me, he's always been my dad and always been just the ice cream seller and things like that. And then you see him in a different light when you see a gesture like that, where a player actually gives him the jersey. Other players would then take it off their back, literally take it off their back and hand it to him. My dad and the late Hansie Kroonier, they were close. Even though Hansie Kroonier was not a Western Province man, and him and Hansie Kroonier was very close, that Hansie Kroonier often would often give him personalized gear and hand it to him. You know, we've got loads of photos and loads of memorabilia.
Wow.
And of that era where, and, you know, that kind of made me a bit of famous at school and things like that, because I would then take these memorabilia to school and I'd be like, look what my dad got. Look what my dad got. And it would have HC on it, or it would be signed by Auntie, or there'd be a personalized message on the thing from Auntie. So, yeah, like I say, your show would be too short if I must tell you all the stories.
No, absolutely fantastic. Another message coming through. Yes, Assalamu alaikum. Give salam to Puta Kasim. What a gentleman. I missed the 5-liter ice cream. What a fun loving person. Allah give him Shifa. Ameen, Suma, Ameen. Another message here from Suleika. Assalamu alaikum, Siraj. I'm listening to you, and it's like I hear your dad speaking. He was a quirky guy since very young. We grew up together in Factreton. I hope I got that right. I have very fond memories of him and his siblings, and you were very fortunate to have such great parents, and your granny is still around at the beautiful age of 101 years old. Wow, that's awesome.
Alhamdulillah, yes.
Giving my salam, Suleika Badin, still in Factreton. I hope I got that right, Suleika. We keep him in dua. So some lovely messages are coming through there, Siraj.
Yeah, shukran. Like we spoke, my dad is not doing too well, but you know, it is so weird that people always say that the spirit, you know, the spirit is what makes it, because you can either take it lying down or you can fight, or you just be happy. And my dad is still that jovial guy, wants to sit up, wants to talk to everybody, wants to crack a joke. Like now tonight we were watching the games, and unfortunately my brother is a Liverpool fan and we are United fans, so we had to watch half the Liverpool game and half the United game, and my dad is getting furious because he doesn't want to watch the Liverpool game because that's not his team. So again, you know, a little argument, a little quirk, a little chirp and everything, and he's watching it with a smile on his face. We can see the pain, and we can see some of, you know, that he's not well and things like that, but he's still he's still my dad. He's still the guy that wants to crack a joke. He's still the guy that wants to throw in a phrase somewhere and things like that. So, yeah, for all the du'as, I say shukran, and, you know, that Allah grant him the shifa, Allah grant him his health and his strength. Because, like I say, today was again, like we spoke on Wednesday, today was again just one of those days where it's got the better of him. But he's still got a smile on his face and things like that.
No, fantastic. We're going to take an ad break just now, Siraj, but I'm just going to pose the one question and we talk about it after the break. People still remember some of his sayings, like a sucker to keep you wakker, a lolly to keep you jolly, keep the change. These are obviously some of the phrases that he coined. So we'll talk about this after this ad break.
This is Inside Sports.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome back. We're talking to Siraj Kasim, of course, the son of Buddha Kasim, was honored on Wednesday at Newlands by the Western Province Cricket Association, finally going into retirement after selling ice cream for 55 years. Now, Siraj, I did mention before the break some of the phrases that your dad had coined: a sucker to keep you wakker, a lolly to keep you jolly, keep the change. Was there any other phrases that we're missing?
Yeah, you know, there's the famous one that I rather not want to speak about on radio.
Okay, we'll skip that.
There's the famous one. But I would think that there's nobody better, because I don't think anybody, you can say it, I can say it, everybody can say it, but there's nobody that says it like him. So for a brief moment, I'm going to hand it over to him and let him say it for you the way he says it.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Buddha Kasim?
I'm not well at the moment.
But you are in our du'as, inshallah. Allah give you shifa, inshallah.
Now,
Buddha Kasim, share some of those sayings of yours. Sucker to keep you wakker, a lolly to keep you jolly, keep the change. But we want to hear it the way you said it at the grounds.
Yeah. You know, when I come in the morning, I first greet my elders. Good morning, young lady. Good morning, young man. Then I said, a sucker to make your boyfriend wakker. And a lolly to keep you jolly. And a water for your daughter. And, you know, it's people, it's so...
yeah, you know, like I said, Feroz, people can say it, but nobody says it
absolutely.
You know, and nobody's got that keep the change thing, that smile on his face. And you know, one of the most important things I've learned, and again, I go back to that point where I say, my dad was just an ice cream seller, man. But the lessons that we learned from him, and the lessons we saw, what he did, you know what I mean? No matter what he was selling, the customer was the king. You know, the customer was the king. The kids would come up to him and, for argument's sake, say, let's say the king cone is 15 rand. So the kid walks up to him and the kid has a 10 rand. He hands that kid that king cone for the 10 rand. He takes the 5 rand loss, if I want to call it that.
Okay.
You know, he'll take the 5 rand loss, but he's made the sale. You know what I mean? He's stolen that kid's heart. That kid then, and it's weird, those kids are the kids that grow up and remember that. Because again, I've been privy and I've seen this with my own eyes, where these kids come and they are older now and they maybe have, and he remembers that Buddha Kasim gave him a king cone one day and he didn't have enough money. That guy now buys a king cone for with 100 rand, and he says, keep the change.
Wow. I mean, we did hear that on Wednesday. I think David also mentioned that as well. As a kid, he also bought from your dad. So you're absolutely correct. You know, they're sharing the experiences of buying from your dad and haven't forgotten that. We're going to be wrapping up soon, Siraj. I've just got about two more questions for you. Now, I also believe that your dad, well, I don't think that's going to be possible. He still wants to do, I think, two more sporting events, the Blinds Tour and the Cape Town Sevens, but I don't think that's going to be a possibility now, right?
Yeah, no. like you know, it's again one of those things where it's mind over matter kind of a thing. His mind is telling him that he still wants to do it, but unfortunately he won't be able to physically work at those events. But I am trying, and I am trying to get in touch with a lot of people to make it possible if he can maybe attend those events. Mm. And for once, sit back in a seat and enjoy rugby by actually watching it, or enjoy the rugby like it should be enjoyed. Mm. Because I've known my dad to go watch these events, but he's always busy working. You know, he's always got a trick up his sleeve or an angle that he's working, you know, to get to these events and things like that. Like, I mean, if it meant that he had to sell biltong and popcorn, but he was going to be at this event because he was going to sell something. So I think, like you say, I know that in his heart of hearts, he'd like to work at these events, but unfortunately, his health is not going to allow him to. Mm. But like I said, I am trying to get in touch with people and that to make it possible that if we could then just get him to attend the event as an actual spectator, as an actual guy that sits in the seat and actually enjoys what is happening in front of him.
Inshallah, I'm sure that will happen. We just got another message here, Firoz. I'm enjoying this interview thoroughly. Thanks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Buddha Kasim complete shifa, inshallah. Ameen. Now, he was also presented with a plaque from Western Province Cricket on Wednesday, which will go up on the famous Oaks grass embankment to commemorate him for generations to come. Now, that's a wonderful gesture. How does that make you and the family feel?
Firoz, for me, you know, it gives me goosebumps. Again, I'm going to go to that place where I say my dad was only the ice cream seller. I want to go there and say the walker, the vendor. Do you know what I mean? He didn't have any prestige title that he was a player. He was the guy on the field. And listening to David Brooks speak on Wednesday, to say that he saw my dad as the body and soul of Newlands. He saw my dad as the 12th man off the field, because it made their marketing strategy a little bit easier, because regardless of what was happening on the field, at some stage the customer or the spectator was laughing, you know, because my dad was cracking a joke, or my dad was hitting them with one of his phrases and things like that. Yeah. So to see the interim CEO and to see David Brooks then bring out that actually, you know, as I want to say, like, brought a tear to my eye, because,
sure,
I mean, I have a 4-year-old son, and he might not grow up with my dad the way we did, but I can take him to Newlands because I attend Newlands regularly, and I can take my son and I can take the smaller grandchildren to Newlands and walk to a plaque and then show them, this is what your grandpa was. This is what your grandpa, his legacy on Newlands. And I know that there has been greats at Newlands, because we were talking the other day, I was talking about the Desmond Haynes, the Adrian Capers, the Brian McMillans, you know, the Dave Rundles, the Merrick Pringles, just to name a few. And I'm talking old school guys that were what I still consider to be real hardcore cricketers. They don't have anything like that on Newlands. And here's this, again, this guy that only sold ice cream, and Newlands is going to honor him with a plaque that they are going to put up somewhere as soon as they find the suitable place, and it will be there for generations to come. Perus, you won't believe the goosebumps that it gives me, or, you know, the tear that it brings to my eye, because truly, you know, again, I want to thank Newlands so much, because they don't believe what they have done for my dad. Because for once, he's getting the recognition I believe he deserves for the service that he's given Newlands. And, you know, regardless of, again, what the weather, what the score was on the scoreboard, he was there. He was cracking a joke. He was throwing a phrase out there, selling his wares.
Fantastic. I'm just going to end with some more messages here. Siraj Nadia, who's from the Western Province Cricket Association, says, very disappointed. I was not at Newlands on Wednesday, but when I heard he was ill, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him Shifa, inshallah. Ameen. So lots of love coming through for your dad. We make dua for Buta Kasim gets the opportunity to attend events. Ameen. That was from Suleika. And another one here is, Salam, I can remember Buta Kasim getting me ice cream for my daughter's 21st, and I told him the theme is black and white. He went to look for me a black ice cream spoon that was 23 years ago. Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, so absolutely some brilliant messages coming through here. We got one here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Uncle Buta Khilmi Shifa, inshallah. I mean, I'm proud to call him uncle because he was well known because of his ice cream selling. Yes, I worked with him at Newlands, and because of him, I also got well known. Mr. Days, I worked with him, Rashida Kasim. So, Siraj, fantastic. As you said, we can be speaking for much longer. Maybe we'll make some time again in the future, inshallah, and we can chat more about your dad. But thanks for making the time, and we just make dua that he gets complete Shifa, inshallah. I mean, and all the best to you and your family.
Okay, shukran, Feroz. No, I must say shukran for you, you know, for the invite. Yeah, like I said, I would have loved to have him in the studio tonight because, you know, if we could just have gotten the same one that we got on Wednesday, but, you know, we are more concerned about his health and things like that. So
absolutely.
Shukran for the time and the effort for you. And I know my dad appreciates it a lot. You kind of heard early on, he tried to speak, so it's a bit, you know, it's a bit up and down for him at the moment. But, you know, we make dua that Allah grants him his strength and health and shifa and lots more years with us.
Ameen, ameen. Siraj, assalamu alaikum, and thanks a lot and all the best to you guys.
No, shukran, assalamu alaikum.
This is Inside Sports.
Welcome back. Just gone 8:45. We're talking Comrades Marathon now. The 1921 Comrades Marathon tribute race takes place in Pietermaritzburg tomorrow. Now, to tell us more is the GM of Comrades Marathon Association, Kaletso Sochiano. Kaletso, thanks for chatting to us on the Voice of the Cape.
Good evening, Rose, and thanks for inviting us. And let me take this opportunity to say good evening to your listeners.
Now, tell us more about this tribute run taking place tomorrow.
Okay, we have a tribute run taking place tomorrow. It will start at the City Hall and it will finish at Comrades House. So it's going to be a 2.2-kilometer run, and it includes the former Comrades Marathon winners as well as the runners that have ran more than 40 Comrades and the triple green for females. So the ladies that have ran more than 30 Comrades Marathon will take part in this event. It will start at 9 o'clock. From the City Hall, and it will finish at Comrades House. It's only to commemorate the 1921 Comrades, because if you remember, the runners then, there were only 34 runners that started in 1921. So we're only going to have 34 runners from the City Hall to Comrades House.
Now, as you say, of course, there's 21 former runners in that group of 34, and that list is like the who's who of Comrades Marathon. Bruce Fordyce, who we know dominated the race in the 80s, Vladimir Kotov, Ludwig Mamampolo, Gift Kelehe, Helen Luker, Shanae Bosman, and that list goes on. So there's a fantastic group of runners you guys have got together there.
Yes, we're really excited, and we're grateful that our former champs agreed to come in and take part in our event. I mean, even the Kelehe brothers, for the first time, they'll be running for Comrades together, Andrew and Gift. So we're looking forward to it, and our current 2019 champion, Edward Mutibi, will also be part of it. And for the quadruples, will be Barry Holland, Lee Massane, as well as Mike Cowling, who's also part of the Comrades committees. He's done 42 Comrades.
Wow.
And the first black to reach more than 42 Comrades, Delicia Gono, will be part of the team as well.
Fantastic. Now, see, you've also created the outfit that was worn by the first winner, I believe, Arthur Newton. Is that correct?
No, yes, but it's not exactly a replica of Arthur Newton, because if you remember, Arthur was in that year, the one that we have apparently was running in protest. So it is going to be a white T-shirt with Natal on top, and then the race number, the old way, the way they used to do it. So we have number 1, 2, 3, as well as our Comrades logo at the bottom.
Now, this will obviously herald the start of the formal Comrades Centenary celebrations. What will that include?
And then after the race that finishes at 9:30, hopefully they'll finish at 9:30, the festivities will start at 11 o'clock, and that will include we will be erecting the centenary monument, so we will be unveiling that, as well as a big birthday cake that will be cutting on the day. And obviously also it will be a lot of speeches from Bruce Forders is one of our guest speakers. Kabelo Mabalane is also one of the guest speakers. And obviously the chairperson of Comrades Marathon will open the proceedings with a welcome note.
Now, I believe it will be streamed live as well. Where can runners and supporters, of course, of this world-famous race view today's proceedings?
Yes, because of COVID-19, we could not extend our invitation to a whole lot of people that wanted to join the event. So we will be streaming our event on www.comrades.com, as well as our Facebook page at Comrades Marathon, and as well as our YouTube channel.
Fantastic. Let's so Trianyo, thanks for chatting to us, and all the best for tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Please watch. There's a lot of festivities that will be happening. And also, with all this happening with COVID-19, Comrades will humbly, would like to just humbly send it out to all those people that suffered or lost their loved ones during COVID-19. So it celebrates, it's a festivity, it's fun, but at the same time, we are very cognizant of the pandemic that we are going through at the moment across the world. And it's with humility and that we will be sending out condolences to all those who lost their family members and their loved ones.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
That's it for tonight. I hope you enjoyed another edition of Inside Sport. I'll be back with more sporting news on the drive time from Monday to Friday. From Ifiro Sheikh, have a lovely evening. Assalamu alaikum.
This is Inside Sport.